consider him a mentor. And it's an honor to be here. Homecoming 2024. Yeah. This is how we look. Look around.
Yeah.
Are you looking around?
Yeah.
Look at us.
Yeah.
Good looking group. 41 years here at Mountain State Baptist Church. Your 41st year. Started in 1983. It's the year I got married, and I can keep track of that. But it's good to be here. The regular speaker that he had scheduled, unfortunately, had something else to attend to, and using a baseball analogy, Brother Mark had to go to the bullpen. And you got a strong bullpen, brother. And brought out a right-hander, it's World Series time, baseball. I love baseball. So much for baseball analogies there. I'm a little nervous. This is a big crowd for me to speak in front of, and this is my second time doing it. And I'd mentioned to my wife, I said, I'm really nervous this morning. My mother-in-law, she's going to have to take her to the doctor today. Ellen, my pianist, my mother-in-law, she missed church, and Leslie's going to take her to urgent care, so she was unable to come. I said, well, I'm real nervous. And Leslie said, well, Ruby, don't be nervous. Don't try to be funny. Don't try to be charming. And don't act like you're intelligent. Just be yourself. So here I am, and I'm going to share the Word of God with you. But great singing, kids, and my prayer for you all is the devil never gets your testimony. You are beautiful. You're wonderfully made, and you're our generation right here that will be spreading the Word of God. I look at that group. I see Sunday school teachers. I see faithful people in the pew. I see missionaries. And heaven knows what God sees, the potential that are in our youth here at this church. You know, I've been a part of you this year a lot. I was here for the big youth rally we had early in the year. I was there for a fun in the sun over at the airport, and what a good time that was. It seems like when I go to camp in Fayetteville, I'm always there on the grilled chicken night.
Yeah.
And don't know how that works, but I just, yeah. And how good that was to see kids saved and to see all of you hard working in the kitchen. Just someone pouring my lemonade, you know, or getting me a bottle of water. And how hard you all work. And that is a blessing to me to see. And I know that God will honor that. And you all just make it look so easy in your ministry. It's homecoming.
Yeah.
And we think of those that have gone on before. Yeah. We think of those that are taking up permanent residence in heaven, and they're in their mansion, and they're in the presence of God every day, and rejoicing around the throne, and those laborers who labored here at Mountain State. And they're again looking around at the current workers and the work that you put in and sharing of your gifts and talents. And there again, those of you that just are faithful. Faithful in your pew.
Yeah.
Probably all of you are territorial. Faithful in your pew.
Yeah.
And, you know, that means so much. For prayer warriors that pray every day and lift up the needs of this congregation.
Yeah.
You know, it's homecoming, it's family, and I'm glad that for all the welcome and love. My classmates on Thursday night. You know, what a joy that has been. And I'll be probably sitting close to you, some of you, come test time.
Yeah.
And my classmates, I've got to know and love and appreciate you as we've shared concerns, and a couple of us have reset the tables. You know, just little things. But you've all made me feel welcome and glad to be here. A homecoming message. There's going to be a great big homecoming someday.
Amen.
And I've referenced those that have gone on and have taken up permanent residence in heaven. And I'd like for you in God's Word to turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And there again, we're going to be reading about the resurrection and the second coming. And that's a great homecoming. And my prayer for you all and everyone here this afternoon is that you'll be a part of that. That you'll not be left behind. You know, we've talked and sang about God's direction here. We've talked and sang about God's love, God's grace, God's mercy. That was beautiful. But there'll be none of God's grace in a burning hell. There'll be none of God's love in a burning hell. There'll be none of God's peace in a burning hell. So today is the day of salvation. Today is the day. And so I'd ask that you listen as we read of this homecoming that we're looking forward to someday. Now, it could happen today. And I know that probably ruined your plans. And probably ruined some of your plans. And golly, you had a big week scheduled and you'd probably ruin that. But I don't think you'll complain, okay? But let's look here at this big homecoming. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, reading from verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Now, three great sounds. I don't wear my hearing aids. Huh? I don't wear my hearing aids. I couldn't get over how noisy I was with them on. You know, I didn't know my car blinker made a noise. You know, it kind of scared me. And I just couldn't get over how noisy I was. I like my quiet world. And, you know, I noticed my wife, she yells at me all the time. I don't know what that is. But I'm just not a hearing aid person. They're at home in the drawer, safe. I won't have to worry about losing them. I've got plenty of batteries. And in case I'd ever need them, I've got batteries. They've still got shelf life. But here, we as Christians are waiting for three great sounds. Follow with me here. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. That's the first great sound. With the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now that ought to make a Baptist shout. Yes. Feel free to shout. It's all right. Yes. And there again, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Would you pray with me? Almighty God, I need your help this day, Lord. Strengthen me and help me, Lord. Forgive me for my sin. Search me that I may be a vessel pure and holy here, Lord, through which your word could go out here in the moment. Lord, again, thanks for your many blessings. Thank you for a bountiful meal. God, I pray. Thank you for friends. I've learned a lot of names in this congregation, and we've shared some good times. We've seen your miraculous hand working in young people's lives, broken and needing, getting saved, Lord. Lord, it's been fun and just a great year with the folks here at Mountain State Baptist, Lord. Got to meet Doug Holly, Lord, and hear him preach. And Lord, His Word touched me. Great singing. Those that come to our church from Mountain State and help us in revival, what a blessing you've been to us. Lord, again, bless this passage of Scripture. It's homecoming. And Lord, we pray that everyone would be going to this homecoming. The secular homecoming's good, but someday there's going to be a spiritual heavenly homecoming, Lord, where we enter into joys of heaven. Lord, with no more sickness, no more pain, no more death, no more worries, Lord, and just praise forever around the throne of Almighty God. Lord, again, anoint me afresh with the unction of by the Spirit that I may preach with power, for it's in the name of Jesus we make our prayer. Amen. Amen. You know, we see in the book of Revelations, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. You know, I always found it fascinating, as David said, I am wonderfully made, you know, I know for a lot of you out there, probably the resemblance here to Brad Pitt is uncanny. But anyway, David said, I am wonderfully made. And as we look at this and see in our lives, you know, that let him that has an ear. God gave us two ears and one mouth. And you know, a lot of times, if we would just shut up and listen to that still, small voice of God, we would be better off. You know, someone once remarked, our failures are usually the result of prayer failures.
Yeah,
that's good. And so we see in this that we have two ears to listen. Let him who hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Now we're looking here at three great sounds. You know, and we look with me here. The sound from heaven with a shout. You know, we live in a very noisy, noisy world. I mean, it's just like how the Grinch stole Christmas. The who's down in Whoville. It irritated the Grinch. You know, the noise, noise, noise. And we live, and it's annoying. The noise in our world today. It's ugly. There's not a lot of kumbaya and love today in our world. There's a lot of ugliness. There's a lot of division. And we live in a noisy world. And there again, Satan likes that. Satan's chaos. Satan likes that. That noise that takes us away from where we could maybe hear the still, small voice of God.
Yeah.
And so we've got to focus people on our listening. Well, I wouldn't recommend, you know, if you're wearing hearing aids and get along with them, good for you. But I have to listen, you know, because God, you know, as God is speaking and God trying to direct my life. So if it was a homecoming Sunday today, if all of this transpired as Jesus here, the same Jesus that you see will be coming back on a cloud. If Jesus comes back, will you be ready for the homecoming?
Yeah. Amen.
Will you be ready for the homecoming? Will you hear the sound? Will your ears be spiritually tuned in hearing that sound of the Lord coming in this noisy world? There's a lot of seducing voices in our world today.
Yeah.
You know, the drug addict started doing drugs one time. The alcoholic started with one drink. Sexual sin started with just one time. A lot of seducing voices. A lot of beating of drums and chaotic sound in our world. But to hear this first one, to hear the sound, let he that hath an ear, let him hear. You know, two ears, one mouth. The Lord's trying to tell us something if we just listen. Be listening.
Good.
Are you ready for the homecoming today? Who are you listening to? That'd be a good question. Who are you listening to today? Who are you listening to?
Yeah.
Satan is the father of lies. And it amazes me the people that listen to Satan. The father of lies. He's a liar and always has been. Are you ready for homecoming today? Who are you listening to? What is speaking the most in your life? What's speaking the most in your life? What's speaking to you? And so we look at this afternoon, you know, of sounds. And here again, great sounds here for a Christian to be listening to. The voice of the archangel. You know, the archangel was the most important angel. That was like the number one angel. And we see references in our Bible, several of them. And, you know, the sign of Christ's authority and gathering and a gathering of believers. With the voice of the archangel, the second sound that we'd be in tune to as the archangel speaks. And there again speaks of joy and reunion with Christ. That we have that homecoming, that joy, that reunion with Christ. Joy! Isn't it good to have joy in your heart? Joy in your life? It's good. And there again, knowing when I lay my head down on the pillow at night, and there again being wonderfully made, but if something goes wrong and the Lord calls me home, I know I'll be in heaven.
Sure.
Beyond a shadow of a doubt. A joy. And with the voice of the archangel, that joy and reunion of being united with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And there again, making me assured that I have a future in God's presence. And there again, we should be looking forward to this reunion, this homecoming.
Right.
You know, I have a hope, and I'm thankful for the hope that I have in Jesus Christ. He that hath an ear, let him hear. Are you going to be there at that homecoming? Are you going to hear that shout? Are you going to hear the voice of the archangel? Are you a child of God today? Are you on the right frequency? Are you on the right station? Are you spiritually in tune with your Lord and Savior that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that where you would spend eternity? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And there again, he that hath an ear, let him hear. There's a lot of seducing voices out there saying, there's a lot of ways to heaven. There's a lot of roads to heaven. A lot of ways. But no, Jesus said, I am the way. I'm a pretty simple fella.
Yeah.
I can understand that, amen?
Yeah,
I can understand that. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I don't want Satan lying to me. Three great sounds. And we look at this, that homecoming Sunday 2024, you know, but looking forward beyond to a great homecoming.
Yeah.
And there again, if we have our ears, spiritual ears on, oh, what a time that'll be. And then the trump of God. You know, trumpets were important in our Bible.
Yeah.
Trumpets, they did a lot of things. Trumpets in the Old Testament, they directed the military on how to line up. Trumpets were used in directing the military. Also then again, directing the camp as they moved there in the Exodus, in directing the camp on what direction, where to go. You know, there again, the blowing of trumpets was a call to prayer and reminding them of God's covenant with them and prayer and God's promises to help. The trumpet there was a time of celebration. They had the Feast of Trumpets. And there again, the trumpets were blown for a warning.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, we as the Church of the Living God, we need to be blowing the trumpet of warning to a lost and dying world. Bus captains, God bless your hearts. Bus captains, yeah. Do you have assistants to the bus captains? Do you have two on a bus or three?
I don't know.
I'm sure you got people on the bus. But bus captains, you know, there again, look at your route with a different view. That there again, to bring light into homes that are in darkness. And there again, a warning to our family, our lost family members. A warning to our lost friends.
Yeah.
A warning to our lost neighbors. A warning to those that God puts in our path. We need to be blowing the trumpet, the gospel, the good news. I get sick and tired and fed up of people talking about fake news.
Yeah.
I am born again. Blood bought by the blood of God's only Son. And there again, He said, "For behold, the angel said, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." And there again, the gospel. It's good news, people. We ought to be spreading the good news instead of whining and complaining about false news. That's Satan, false news. The good news is found in Jesus Christ. The joy is found in Jesus Christ. And so the trumpet was blown for a warning. And more than ever, the church needs to be blowing its trumpet. And there again, you know, announcing danger. There's danger. There again, God's love, you'll not find it in hell. God's peace, you'll not find it in hell. God's grace, you'll not find in hell. God's mercy, you'll not find in hell. But you can find it this afternoon. If you're here and lost and undone, dead in trespass and sin. You know, what the thing that really got me was how popular the show was, The Walking Dead. Little do they know, without Christ, you are the walking dead. Dead! If you're here today and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are dead. And I don't care if you're sitting there pinching yourself, though, Roby, I'm alive. The Bible says you are dead in trespass and sin. Doug Holly's sermon, Quickened, I like that, earlier in the year. That was good. Yeah, you who are dead in trespass and sin. The walking dead. And we see there we need to be blowing the trumpet, sounding the warning that they may have life and have life eternal. That they can go from being dead unto life. The trumpet, you know, there again, a signaling important events, gathering people. We're gathered here today in this homecoming. But there again, will you be gathered in the homecoming I just read about? Will those three sounds be music to your ears? Will you be hearing that, or will you be left behind? Why? Because you've denied the Son of God and have not acknowledged the Son of God in your life. You know, it was for gathering. And you know, and everywhere Jesus went, Jesus was a gathering people person. You know, I like being amongst all y'all. You know, a bunch of people, even though I was nervous. But there again, being at camp, that was so much fun, so much activity. There again, being at the Fun in the Sun, youth, and they wear me out. But anyway, just watching. But in that though, you know, Jesus was a people gathering persons. The multitudes crowded Him. The multitudes gathered round. And there again, as Christians, we ought to be people, persons. Yes. Jesus was moved with compassion. And we do not live in a compassionate world. But Jesus looked at the multitudes and was moved with compassion. He was a people gatherer. And there again, to have, you know, someone, a Christian, with that joy in their heart and Jesus in their life, you know, they're kind of contagious. Because the world looks around and says, well, I'd like to have that. I'd like to be a part of that. You know, I'd like to be associated with that. And so we see here, you know, we need to be sounding the trumpet of warning. You know, with my classmates on Thursday night, I have learned that puzzle pieces are rapidly coming together. My wife likes to do puzzles. She'll do 1,000-piece puzzles, 1,500-piece puzzles, 2,000-piece puzzles. And when she gets down near the end, she gets a little tired, cranky. But anyway, that's not important right now. But anyway, she'll accuse me of hiding pieces. Yeah. And she's usually right. It'll be me or the cats. But there again, things are coming together in our world heading to end time.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And there again, we need to be blowing the trumpet. We need to be aware that the sound could come today. The voice of the archangel could come today. And there again, it's a homecoming. We'll be joining Christ in the air. And we'll be going home with Jesus to heaven and to reign with Him. Joint heirs in Christ. And so, more than ever, perilous times, as Timothy said, they're amongst us. They're here. And there again, you know, we need to be moved with compassion for those that are lost and could burst hell wide open. You know, I like sometimes reading and hearing people talk. I've heard learned theologians say, there's no literal hell. Well, they're basing that on what they've read in the Bible. They wouldn't know there's a hell of anything to talk about hell if they hadn't read about it in the Bible. You know, that tickles me. You know, but there's a literal hell, hellfire, wailing and gnashing of teeth. There again, God's love will not be in hell. God's mercy will not be in hell. God's grace will not be in hell. And so, that's where you go if you miss this homecoming that we've shared here in Scripture. And here's where you go. More than ever, we need to be sounding the trumpet of concern. And there again, you know, we celebrate this day of 41 years of Mountain State Baptist Church. And there again, it reminds us of God's faithfulness. God's been faithful. We sound the trumpet. You all are trumpet sounders today of God's faithfulness. And down through the course of this year, in being a part of you, I see your faithfulness. It just amazes me how hard you all work. Now, don't rest on your laurels. There's a lot of work to be done. Do you hear me? And there again, a lot of trumpet blowing needs to be sounded before we take our bow and exit this old world. A call to action is what the trumpet was about. And there again, Revelation, the seven apocalyptic events that all start with a trumpet. There again, with a shout. Do you have your spiritual ears on? Let him that has an ear, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. You know, where are you today? Where are you? Are you on board for that homecoming? Say amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, a few of you are. Are you on board with that homecoming? Say amen.
Amen.
Your jaw won't break. Yes. That just simply means you agree. Yes. To be on board for a great homecoming someday.
Yes.
Has it been fun today?
Yes.
You know, I want to sincerely apologize for those that I was at the end of the line with, Brother Rick and the girl who sang and her husband. I made new friends there down Taze Valley way. I want to apologize to y'all. Brother Mark came and got me and took me ahead of y'all. You know, I didn't do that on my own. You know, I figured the first would be, the last would be first, and it worked out. That's scriptural. And so I want to apologize to y'all for that. Homecoming's been good. Been good. It's been a warm and fuzzy. It's been good. To hear all them youth sing up here touches my heart. And there again, Cheryl Ann and Trista, I love them, and our new girl there that sang with them this day, you know, and Hannah came and sang at our revival. It meant a lot to me. I enjoyed that so much. You know, the Lyons family back there, UK, that was good. So, you know, we've done so much together, and it's good to be a part of you this day. And my prayer would be that we'll all be together in glory. We'll all have more time to sit around and talk. Me and I thought I'd caught a big fish until Titus showed me a picture of his. I'm glad I didn't show him my picture. The bucks on the trail camera, I enjoyed talking with Titus, Landon, seeing Landon. You know, I wish I knew more of the kid's name. I'm just trying hard to learn the adults. But it's been good to be a part of you and this year and be a part of your homecoming service, even though I was brought out of the bullpen in relief.
Yeah.
For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Now, I don't know if I'm going by the rapture or if I'm going by the grave, but I'm here to tell you, I'm not going to miss that homecoming. And I hope and pray, my prayer for you is that you do not miss it either. You know, always preach for a decision. And maybe you're here today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Your youth worker's been working with you. Your bus captain's been working with you. You've been memorizing Scripture. And maybe that Scripture today will just hit home with you that you're a sinner and that you need to be saved. That God loved you and sent His only begotten Son to die for you. That the wages of sin is death. Now that's another pet peeve. Boeing, their workers are on strike. What for? Better wages. You know, I've never heard anybody complain about the wages of sin. I've not heard one complaint. Everybody's just hammered down on the broad way to hell.
Yeah.
No one complains about the wages of sin. I haven't seen anybody on strike because of that.
Yeah, that's good.
But, and I always like this, but, when you see a but in the Bible, it's good. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I like getting gifts. We had Pastor Appreciation Day Sunday or two ago, October 7th, and the church was unbelievably nice to me. I'm still stunned by that. I'm really stunned. And they really do love me over there, Mark. They really do. And how great that was. It was good to get the gift they gave me. But the gift of God, it's a gift. I didn't ask for it. I didn't expect it. But He gave it. He gave eternal life on that day. I was 13 years old, May of 1971, when Jesus came into my heart. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Do you need Jesus in your heart and life? This homecoming's been good, but do you want to be a part of the heavenly one? Do you want to have spiritually tuned ears that hears that shout? That hears the voice of the archangel. That hears the trump of God announcing eternal joy and a forever reunion with Christ. And to know that we'll be known as we are known in heaven. That we spend all eternity together as brothers and sisters in Christ around the throne of God. Yes. Reigning with Him on high. What about it this afternoon? What about it? This homecoming, great. Memories, we made memories today. Yes, made new friends. Yes, had a good time. But there again, a serious, more important homecoming's coming. And you're going to need spiritual ears. My earthly hearing aids won't help a bit. Because I'm spiritually tuned in. I'll not miss that.
Right.
I'll hear that, and I'll not complain about the noise.
Right.
Where are you this morning, or this afternoon even? Where are you this morning? Are you ready for that heavenly homecoming? Let us pray. And get a song up. Yes, thank you, Cheryl Ann. Let us pray.